AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The situation is fragile in Afghanistan, and so American troops will continue their mission there.
Instead of going down to a normal embassy presence in Kabul by the end of 2016, we will maintain 5,500 troops at a small number of bases, including at Bagram, Jalalabad in the east, and Kandahar in the south.
One leading senator questions whether there will be enough troops there to complete their mission.
Long a critic of administration foreign policy, Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman John McCain says he is pleased the president will keep more troops in Afghanistan in 2017 than planned. But in a statement, McCain says he is concerned the 5,500 troops won't be enough to perform the critical tasks being set for them, adding he thinks it is highly unlikely that number came from senior military leaders or commanders on the ground.
And that's the AP's Jerry Bodlander. The AP has learned that American special operations analysts knew a Doctors Without Borders facility in Kunduz was a hospital, but were gathering intelligence on it because they suspected it was being used by a Pakistani operative to coordinate Taliban activity.
Doctors Without Borders categorically denies that there were any gunmen or weapons in the hospital or any intelligence operatives. But if the U.S. believed that there were, generally they would take steps to avoid civilian casualties. They might surround the place with troops. They would never order an AC-130 gunship to blow the building apart.
Our Ken Delanian says the Pentagon has admitted mistakes were made in the operation. It's been almost 27 years since Pan Am Flight 103 was blown up over Scotland. Today, prosecutors say they have identified two new Libyan suspects in the terrorist attack. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is vowing to continue her fight for stricter gun control laws. She made comments today at a rally in San Antonio. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up by 217. This is AP Radio News. Game 5 of the National League Divisional Series is tonight in Los Angeles. Mark Myers has a preview.
With the season on the line, Zach Greinke will start for the Dodgers while the Mets will go with Jacob deGrom. Greinke won 19 games and led the majors in ERA during the regular season. He was the winning pitcher in Game 2 when Chase Utley's controversial takeout slide sparked a late-inning Dodger comeback. deGrom was outstanding pitching the series opener, delivering 7 shutout innings while striking out 13 in a Mets win. The winner tonight gets the Cubs in the league championship series. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
A wildfire in Central Texas is threatening hundreds of homes. 9 have already been destroyed. As many as 400 people have been asked to evacuate. Two of the hottest Halloween costumes in Mexico this year are drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman and Donald Trump. A costume maker says he's already produced hundreds of masks for sale in North America. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.